email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Or 51551. Jessie James, good afternoon.
Hello.
How
nice
are you?
Nice to talk to you.
Great to talk to you as well.
Good.
Yeah, you're 11.
Yep.
Yeah, what, are you just in from school?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, what school do you go to?
I go to St. Bridget's National School.
Whereabouts?
Meath Hill.
Yeah, what county is that in?
Meath.
The hint is in the name, isn't it, James, Jessie? So tell us about your name first, because somebody was obviously a fan of Westerns back in the day, were they?
Well, yeah, my dad was and my granddad was.
Yeah, fans of Jessie James and John Wayne and all that. Now, the reason we want to talk to you today is you were stuck for a bit of cash and you started a business. So what did you need the money? What did you need the money for, Jessie?
Oh, well, me and my cousins was out playing and we were hungry and we wanted a chipper.
Right. What did you want from the chipper?
We wanted a burger and chips.
Okay. So you went to your mum and you said, my cousin and I are hungry and we want a burger and chips. And she said?
No.
Right. Look at all that food in the fridge. We've all heard it, Jessie James. We've all heard it in the past. So what did you decide to do?
Yep. Well, we decided we'd go outside and look and see what we could do to get money.
Right.
And I just remember I seen my granny the day before feeding the birds. So I remembered we had a bit of leftover timber from building the extension. And I asked Mum, could I have it?
Yeah.
And we had a hammer and a saw and a drill and we used that and we built four of them and went around selling them.
What, you built what? Four what?
AM board houses.
Aha. And you built it from scratch. You just, that was, came out of your head, did it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you built them yourself and your cousin. Who did you sell them to?
Well, we went round selling them to the neighbours. The first three I sold them for a tenner.
Right.
And I thought I was going too cheap because everybody just said yeah straight away.
Yeah.
So the last house I sold it for 15.
They're going to be listening to the radio now, Jessie James. And they're going to go, your man's a bit of an outlaw there. So you sold them all and did you build any more then?
Well, on the way back, I got a load of orders. I met a woman on the road and she ordered one.
Yeah.
And by the time I got to the house, I had 11 more orders.
Wow. At €15 a piece?
Yep.
Right. That's big money. What did your mum think of all this?
Well, she laughed at us whenever we were going off because she didn't think we'd even sell any of them.
It's become a business now, hasn't it? So you're branching out, excuse the bad pun. So did you finish making the birdhouses?
Well, we used the money we had home to go and buy timber to finish off the rest of them.
Right. And what happened then?
Yeah. And then we were able to get the takeaway that weekend.
What did you get? Did you go for the burger and chips?
Yeah.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. And then you got a feel for the carpentry and I suppose the selling on. So you became a little bit of a carpenter entrepreneur. And what did you decide to make then?
Well, I thought it was going to be a good idea. So I said I was going to think of something else to do.
Yeah.
So I thought of the wheelbarrows and...
I'm looking at them here.
So
it's a sort of a miniature wheelbarrow that acts as a flower pot of sorts. Is that it?
Yeah.
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 And where did you get the design for that, Jessie James?
Oh, well, I sort of thought of about a flower pot.
Yeah.
Like something that'd be nice for Mother's Day and Easter. And then I was like, a wheelbarrow'd look cool.
Right.
So I decided I'd make one and Mum said it was lovely, so I kept making them then.
Yeah. Now, of course, with the expanding business, you needed new tools and you needed a bit of investment. Who invested money in the business?
Well, more so I did myself.
Right. But did you get a loan from your mother?
Oh, your mum gave me a loan to get a nail gun because Mother's Day I had 30 to make and Easter I had another 50 to make.
Wow. How much were you selling the wheelbarrows for?
Well, mostly just for the neighbours and
yeah, but
my aunt advertised them.
Aha, on Facebook. But how much were you selling them for? How much were they?
They were 20 euro.
Right, okay. So you got 5
empty and 25 full.
Right. Oh, so, and who was helping you out? So your auntie was advertising on Facebook. Your sister Rebecca, what was she doing?
Yeah, and then my granny and my mum was, helping me do it.
Okay, okay. And what was Rebecca doing, your sister?
Oh, she was the sweeper.
Oh, she was the sweeper, right, right, okay. So what, I believe you treated the family then to a takeaway with your, with the profits.
Yeah.
With some of the profits. What did you get?
Well, we all just got something that we liked. We got an Indian.
Right, right. Lovely, lovely. So what's the plan next then?
Well, I'm making wooden crosses for the graves now.
That's the next thing, right, okay. Good.
And I want to get a trampoline for my granny's house.
Does she, for her, or does she like the trampoline?
No, for us.
Oh, for you, right. Can your granny go on the trampoline?
No, I don't think so.
No. So you're going to get it for her garden. I see. Right. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Very good. What do you want to be when you grow up, Jesse James? I think I know the answer to this
one. I want to be a carpenter.
You want to be a carpenter.
I want to design kitchens and everything.
Yeah. And I believe you've been very good at making things since you're a very young age. You were good at Lego.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's, so I'm thinking you've built 80 wheelbarrows. And how many?
I've sold more before Mother's Day.
Oh, did you? Oh, did you? Right.
In between.
Oh, right. So there's more than 80 then. You're probably topping 100 wheelbarrows, are you?
Yeah, probably around that.
Yeah. And what about how many birdhouses did you sell?
We had 11 orders whenever we come home. And
yeah,
we sold 4 that day. And I sold a load from then. So
from then
probably
on.
Around 25.
Right. Great. You're brilliant. You're absolutely brilliant. And I think we'd be hearing about you. What do you think you'll call your business? Jesse James Cabinets. No.
For kitchens and stuff, yeah, probably around that.
Around that, okay. Well, listen, thanks for taking time out. Did you pay your mother back the money?
Yeah.
Well done. You're brilliant. Okay. Jesse James, great talking to you. Mind yourself.
Could I say hello to the teachers in the school?
Of course.
Said if you say hello to Miss Mulcahy and Mr. Lockman, they'd give us all homework passes.
Right, okay. So it's Miss Mulcahy, is it?
Yep.
Miss Mulcahy, and what's the master's name?
Mr. Lockman.
Mr. Lockman. So Miss Mulcahy, Mr. Lockman, hello from everybody here in RT Radio 1. And that means that Jesse James Stewart's class in St. Bridget's in Meath Hill National School have no homework tonight. Yay! I'm not going to say the whole week. They're saying the whole week. What do you think, Jesse?
The whole week.
The whole week. I don't know. I get in trouble. You'll get me in trouble. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Right, Jesse James, good luck. See ya.
Bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.